Chapter 36. Without Plug to lead them, the freebooter crew was hopeless. Huddling together at one end of the camp, they sat about, slack-jawed and dull-eyed. Kerda watched them as she discussed the next moves with Vorto and Riggan. The princess had little else than contempt for the freebooters, and she showed it openly.
So, look at them stupid bunch of motherbrains.
Vorto was inclined to agree with her.
Aye, ma'am. They ain't forage for food nor lit a fire. Scum like that are no use to any beast, eh, Riggan?
The slave catcher was not so quick to condemn the crew beasts. Riggan was a thinker with a wide knowledge of animal habits.
Maybe they do seem in a bit of a mess, but look at our own rat guards. They ain't faring much better, are they? We've all had an horrible shock today. They're frightened, and with good reason too.
Kerda respected Riggan's advice, though she tried never to show it.
So then tell me more.
Riggan explained, sure that Kerda would take her advice.
Well, first we need to break camp and find somewheres where that bad serpent smell ain't hanging about. What every beast needs is a strong leader like yourself, ma'am. Settle them down in a new camp, get a good fire going, not two fires, but one good blaze for all. Post sentries, get foragers searching for victuals, crack them back into shape.
Kerda was nodding as she listened.
Good, good. Go on.
Riggan warmed to her scheme.
When every beast's looking better, you got to make it clear that you're chief, ma'am. Don't take no back talk or nonsense from Plug's own crew. You see, I know you're bound to hunt that monster down and get your crown back. That's going to mean a lot of deaths. So why waste the lives of me and Vorto and the rat guards when there's a full gang of sea scum for you to use?
The pure ferret allowed Riggan one of her rare smiles.
Yeah, we might even spare the little death and grubbage to sell the shishka back to Riftguard for us, eh?
The slave catcher bowed her head briefly.
Your idea is a good one, ma'am. Right, Vorto?
The rat guard captain agreed immediately.
Good idea, ma'am.
Kerda patted her sabre hilt.
All mine ideas are good.
No beast objected to moving camp. Riggan chose a spot closer to the path, a clearing in a fir grove with a clean smell of pine. By nightfall, things were beginning to look up. A large fire burned in a freshly dug pit, and the foragers had brought in berries, roots, and several fat wood pigeons. The weasel Tazin and a female ferret, aptly named Fatty, were self-appointed cooks. They set about providing a meal for every beast. Riggan played her part well, jollying both sides along.
Ahoy! Look at this, mates! The rat guards just brought in fresh water and three nests full of coots' eggs.